밤우양 난다방우라단 던주칸라 가사쿠야
Welcome to the Kaiju Podcast. I'm Ralph.
I'm Jorge.
And today we are talking about the original Mothra film. I don't have the year on this.
I have 1961.
Okay. No Godzilla.
No Godzilla at all. I wondered if we should just talk about Mothra just in general first. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, we've mentioned before that, like, I just think I don't know. There is this thing that's kind of weird. Like, how do you go from Godzilla to a moth? Like, what made it where do you pick a moth out of anywhere?
I would only think they would pick it because visually it's kind of neat.
Like, we already did a bird.
And then there's, I don't know. Maybe they found the concept of the transformation of a moth interesting.
Well, you know, there is source material for this. There was apparently it was based on a serialized story that was printed in the newspaper.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if it was called Mothra in that or not. Uh-huh. And I tried to see if there's anywhere that there was if a version of that story was online. But I didn't find anything, and it wasn't translated either. I didn't see in my online search and didn't find anything.
Yeah, that's too bad.
But I was kinda curious as to what the original, like, story would have been like as far as giant moth.
Are moths like big in Japan? Like,
yeah, that,
like,
I don't know.
Like silks and that kind of stuff?
I don't know. But Mothra is the second most popular Toho monster.
Oh, really? Based on, like, ticket sales or just, like, they did a poll?
Yeah, like, I think it's, like, based on, like, polls.
Like Family Feud style?
She's particularly popular among women.
Is it because she's female? Or maybe because it's the Mothra,
like,
twins?
Why, you're saying that's what her appeal is? Why women like her? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I really like Mothra. I think Mothra might be my second favorite.
See, you're just like everybody else.
Yeah.
Yeah, I looked up, because I was also looking up, I wanted to know what the Japanese word for moth was. Mm-hmm. Because Mothra was originally called Mosura, mm-hmm. and the Japanese word for moth is ga, just G-A. And so basically they named Mothra as like an approximation of Mosura is basically just an approximation of English Mothra. So then when they translated it to English, they're like, they made the correct, oh, I think you mean Mothra. Because there's no TH sound in Japanese. Mm-hmm. So it's approximated with the su.
What did you say the Japanese?
Ga.
Ga. Okay.
Why?
No, I was just wondering what we would do, what we would call if we had created Mothra and named it.
If we had created Mothra for the Japanese audience?
Yeah, and then we called it, named it after their word for moth.
It would probably just be Gara, I bet you.
Yeah.
I mean, because it's just moth and... The RA on the end is just, it's a very popular, just for the ending of when you name a monster. Mm-hmm. So it's a good chance Gara would be a good, either that or Garagon, I guess. The other thing, it might be too soon to bring this up. When I was going on hunt, did I send you that picture of the Monster High Mothra thing?
No.
So there is. Do you know what Monster High is?
It sounds familiar.
They're like a doll series. I don't know if there's a cartoon that goes along with it, but perhaps. Mm-hmm. Essentially, there are kind of each kid that goes to Monster High is the son of a famous monster.
Uh-huh.
And I discovered that online there are communities that basically create like fan character. They create new characters for it as well.
Uh-huh.
And there were two Mothra children.
I'm looking it up now. Does one have a tattoo?
I don't remember that.
Like a dude with a tattoo and...
No, Mothra's children are two girls.
Oh, wait. One has, like, black eyes and striped pants, and the other has, like, glasses with the kind of...
The Mothra eyes?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's pretty cool looking.
It's a cool... Yeah, the art on that outfit is pretty great.
It's, like, deconstructed Mothra.
Yeah. And her name is as Ga in it, actually.
Oh, okay.
Did you see that? Did you see where her name is?
I didn't see that.
Sorry, you're Googling it. Yeah, she's got like high heel boots on. Her sunglasses have got the Mothra antennae.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
Thought that was a pretty cool design.
It's like something that you can actually put together as like a cosplay, as like a... Because you could, I don't know if you'd really be able to go to like a convention as Mothra.
Mothra, it'd be clunky.
Yeah.
You know what would be great though? If you went as Tokyo Tower with Mothra on it. Or Mothra Larva on it.
That's funny.
Because you could totally do a Tokyo Tower outfit. Yeah, I always that is actually kind of one of the things that, one of my fantasy cosplays is... the top of the Empire State Building with
King Kong.
With King Kong, where it's like I have like fake legs, but my upper torso is King Kong. But somehow I'm also wearing where my real legs go. It creates the top of the Empire State Building.
Yeah, like one of those. The other day at my apartment,
like an illusion, like one of those illusion costumes.
The other day at my apartment, I saw a dude carrying a big cage. And he had a little dog in it, and it reminded me of those costumes.
Yeah, like where the gorilla is carrying
Where like it's a dude carrying a, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you'd have to figure that out.
That's great.
Now I think you can pull it off.
Yeah, that's one of the costumes to do one day. Okay, so.
The Peanuts is the first note I have. In the credits, one of the credits is the Peanuts. Which I'm assuming is the name of the Mothra twins. Because on the soundtrack that I have, it says that the
song... When you say the credits, you mean like online, like IMDb?
The opening credits of the movie.
The Peanuts?
It says the Peanuts, which I believe are the two girls that sing. It just said I think it just said the Peanuts. Okay. Like they were a popular enough singing group that they were credited as that.
Oh, they were credited as the Peanuts.
Yeah.
Like... The Mothra Twins played by the Peanuts?
Yeah, but it just said the Peanuts. Like, there's a list of names, and at the bottom it said the Peanuts.
Wow.
I knew this was going to happen, because I knew Mothra's history. But there's an island in this movie.
Yes.
And we find out that there's going to be natives on the island.
Yes.
So here we go again.
Okay. Well, look.
It's going to keep happening, huh?
Yeah, as long as we have to go to islands, I think we're going to run into it.
I think Godzilla's Revenge is the only island we visited that didn't have natives. But that was just Ishiro's dream.
Mm.
And being with
right.
Minion.
There were no people in that one at all. Yeah. Yeah, that's just going to be it. There's this whole... And the natives... They always like to push that the natives drink juice.
Yeah.
It's like they said, oh, the natives drink juice, and that's what saved the men.
Uh-huh.
That were rescued.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's all we talk about. That they never mentioned juice again.
Yeah.
But it's almost like, it was just like part of the efforts to get people to drink more juice. All right, so the wacky guy, which every of these movies has, this is the reporter, who is also a master of disguise.
Yeah.
He has that part where he pretends to be part of the ship's crew.
Uh-huh.
And his joke is that he now needs to get new cards printed up because he's not a reporter anymore, he's now going to be part of this investigative team. That was his joke.
Yeah.
The character of Nelson, the voice they gave him, is borderline Boris Badenoff.
Yes. And I looked it up again to see if it was Paul Frees, but his name wasn't on IMDb.
Okay. It's it was interesting because like this is a fictitious country.
Yeah,
that he's from.
That's what I was wondering.
Yeah, it's Rosilica.
Yeah,
and it's also interesting because there's this part where they have the whole crew on the ship and they all have helmets on. By the way, just how they peppered white people amongst the Asian people is like every other, you know, oh, we put a white guy over here, put a white guy over there. But so on the actual helmets, some of them have Japanese, the helmets say that they're Japanese and the other ones say they're Rosilican. That's what the other logo.
Oh, okay.
It's basically the flags. That's like the flags of the different, of either country.
That's weird. I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, there's the part where Nelson also has the most appropriate gun when he pulls that gun out. It's like looks like a Walter PPK. So because like he's always like in like tuxedos and stuff. So he pulls out
like James Bond.
Yeah, exactly.
This predates James Bond. James Bond started the next year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. So James Bond totally stole it from.
I guess so. From Nelson.
Although, well, when did the books? When were the books?
I think around the mid-50s.
Who knows? But I mean,
I know.
Maybe that's just the rich man's gun.
Yeah.
But there's a part where the guy says, like, he tells him to do something, and the guy responds is by order of the government, and he says no, by my order, and he goes, then I'll ignore it then. And Nelson's got this moment where he goes like, it's like. Kind of like do himself. He's like, he has this, like this motion that's like, damn it, I should have said yes.
When we first meet the Mothra twins, which I always call them the Mothra twins, I think they're referred to as the fairies. They open their mouth and then like this alarm sound comes out. And I don't know what that is, but it made me laugh. it was like a boom, boom, boom.
There was this strange voiceover when he walks through and he sees like the giant fungus things. Mm-hmm. He just kind of goes like, oh, this must be what they make the juice out of. And that's it.
Yeah.
Again. Also the other thing about them being the Mothra twins, in this, they are definitely twins.
Okay.
You know, as opposed to...
What we've seen in other movies.
Yeah, where they just look like each other.
Yeah.
I think it's interesting how many monster movies feature... a spectacle stage show.
Yeah, and like there was some advertising on it. I'm not sure what the advertising said, but it clearly worked because it was a packed house.
Yeah.
Like everybody went to go
see
this thing.
The idea that people come to just see some novelty thing, you know, whether it's going to be a big gorilla or a couple small singing and dancing twins. Who arrived by floating carriage.
Yeah. The show, I like the idea of the show. I like how they built like a tiny set.
Yes.
For the fairies.
Yes.
I like that. That's really neat because when they do the close up, it looks like a larger version of that tiny set. But like as a spectator, without any sort of like cameras on the tiny set with like big jumbotrons or something.
Right.
Like what entertainment do you get out of it?
Yeah. If you're in the back.
Yeah. Or even if you're in the front row, I don't even know if you'd be able to see that well.
Yeah. It'd be like watching a flea circus.
Yeah. And then, but there are dancers, which may be more insensitive than the actual islanders.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah, the dancers that he introduced, yeah.
Because the islanders are supposed, in as far as the filmmakers are concerned, the islanders are supposed to represent real people.
Right.
Whereas in the stage show, it's
derivative
Yeah.
representation of what people's impression of what the Islanders are like.
And then it's worse.
It is worse.
I don't know if I don't know about that.
I had a note here. It says, "Native dancers. I didn't see afros, but they definitely have painted skin."
Oh, you know why? I noticed that is because you could see the tan lines when they bent over. This is one of the things I noticed. As they all bowed down towards Mothra, you could see like the where they stopped, you know, sticking makeup on the waistline.
Also, just because we brought up the little carriage, the thing where the little carriage leads Mothra as Larva through the water, like that. I thought that was kind of silly.
Yeah. I wonder if there's a toy.
Of what?
Of the carriage.
Oh, good question.
Like a 1:1 scale, like a full size.
Yeah, I was just.
With like a little Mothra twins inside. I mean, it wouldn't be like the most fun toy to have, but I feel like it's the only toy you could have just that could be the right scale.
Just for the, to complete the.
Yeah.
Yeah, just to complete the.
Because it'd be the size of like a football or something, right? And then the twins could be the size of almost like a regular action figure. You could like press a button and have it sing the song, and you could dance around it in your living room. Are you looking it up?
I don't see any toy of the carriage. Yeah, no.
They got it.
Nothing comes up that way. I mean, they make toys of so many other things. Yeah, probably.
They're like the statue of Ultraman's hands.
Yes.
Like, it's really cool looking, but if you're going to go that far.
To just have the hands?
Yeah.
On your desk?
Yeah.
Like, that's like, and it's on a stand. It's very, feels like executive gift kind of thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to eBay now to check it.
Yeah, I wrote down that the natives were exposed to radiation, which probably caused the tan lines. But once again, I don't think it's sunburns. I don't think it'll ever be sunburns.
Okay, so you steal these twins and you keep them. But I was just like, what do you feed them? Like, how do you keep them alive?
Baby carrots.
He just has them in a cage, and it's you don't know. And then there's they kind of the whole part when like they come to save them, and they're like, you know, it's hard to explain, but we understand. Nice to have friends. Then we'll be all right. All the good ones will sure to be hurt. He just said that like we can't explain why we understand you. We just understand you.
Mm-hmm. And the thing is, they steal the Mothra twins and. Like, because of it, that's going to bring Mothra to come wreak havoc.
Yeah.
And yet they still just, Nelson refuses to
Right. Them. It's too valuable. He's so greedy.
Yeah. Maybe they shouldn't be singing that at the stage show.
Yeah. Do they need to sing the song to attract Mothra?
I think so.
Because there's also this thing that's kind of like where Mothra is kind of like almost like telepathically connected to them, it seems like.
Yeah.
I guess the song helps Mothra hone in as to where they are.
Yeah.
I liked the model of Newkirk City.
Huh? Yeah.
A lot of little cars and stuff. I thought it was quite a bustling
Yeah, there was... There was a lot of model shots of cars driving, and I kept looking to see if they would at least put like little dudes in the cars, but they didn't.
No, I didn't see that.
Which was really weird. They're just self-driving cars, and they all drove at the same speed, right? You know.
Yeah.
Clearly on the same track.
Yeah, exactly.
But I kind of liked it. There was one shot where they were following like a fire truck or an ambulance or something that lasted kind of a while. And I'm like,
I thought it was cool looking.
Yeah. It looks cool. It's weird that they did it, but it was like a weird kind of like proof of concept or something to try doing like motion in the models. But I thought there were any, it reminded me of like Power Rangers, you know, Power Rangers. You see a lot of vehicles moving in model shots.
Oh, really? I actually never watched Power Rangers.
I think I know I was too old for Power Rangers when it came out, but it didn't stop me from watching Power Rangers. I watched like all of that kind of first run because it was almost like having a Godzilla movie every day.
Yeah, totally. Yeah,
But
I get that appeal of it.
Yeah.
Now the Power Rangers become a big robot.
Yeah, it's almost like Voltron. So the Power Rangers, they have...
That's what I thought.
They're like, they're all prehistoric monsters. Robots. They're prehistoric robots. And they all transform into a big guy with the sword.
You mean like a T-Rex robot?
There's a T-Rex. There's a pterodactyl, triceratops, saber-toothed tiger, and like a mastodon.
Okay.
And they all form almost exactly like Voltron lions form into a dude. The fights weren't that great, and there wasn't really a lot of, like, building smashing, but, you know, it was on TV every day.
Yeah, they were still giant.
Like, yeah. I mean, it took me until I was an adult to be able to find Godzilla on, like, home video and DVD and stuff, so, you know, you get it where you can, and there was no internet. Yeah, right, totally. Yeah.
I had a problem where I felt like when the larva is swimming in the ocean, the pilot already knows that that's Mothra just by looking at it. And it's not even a moth yet.
Yeah. Looks like a poo.
He just says...
back to me.
Oh, man, that would have been really funny if, like, then he see it and everyone just gets out of the water.
Like Caddyshack?
Yeah. Because he's like, Mothra swimming in the ocean.
That'd be a fun pool toy.
A Mothra?
Yeah, like a Mothra larva. Like a full-size inflatable, like a, I think you have one of those blow-up like whales, like the killer whales.
Oh yeah, okay.
But like a Mothra, but like a Mothra larva.
Yeah, you put a couple of handles.
Yeah.
And that's pretty good.
And maybe it could squirt water somehow out of its mouth.
That'll be hard to pull off.
Yeah.
They bomb Mothra. They're not good. They're really bad at it at first, and then suddenly there's like a sea of fire. The guy with like what is it? A mochi in his mouth?
I don't remember.
You know what I'm talking about?
He had a mochi.
There's like it's just like they cut to a guy. It's like the back of a guy's head when all of a sudden like. The shit goes down or whatever. And the guy just, it's just for the gag of him turning around towards camera and seeing that he's got something in his mouth, which could be either a powdered donut or like a mochi. It's Mothra, all right, doctor. And that is strictly based on how the dam was cracking.
Oh my God. Can we talk about the baby?
The baby on the bridge?
Yeah, on the dam.
What kind of parent leaves their baby behind?
She puts the baby on the cart, and the baby immediately falls off of the cart. It's the weirdest. It's the weirdest peril.
It's such forced suspense.
Yeah.
But like, how do we put this baby in peril? And don't worry about the fact that a parent wouldn't do that. And we just got to get to do it.
You could have the lady with the baby hurt on the dam.
She falls a little bit. Yeah.
I enjoyed that.
Yeah, or she fell and pushed the cart, like, on the cart.
It was almost like Police Squad style, like the way it all happened.
Yeah, this happened, like, I was like, it's like they were trying to do the Untouchables baby carriage scene in the past.
Or once again, the Untouchables got it from this.
Yeah, that's where they totally got it from.
I'm trying to remember this note, because I watched it a little while ago, but there's a kid hiding in a chicken suit.
Yeah, I thought it was a chicken pinata.
That pinata's in Japan?
They have pinatas everywhere.
Yeah, I guess so.
I'm not saying they're pop. Yeah, whatever it is, it was like a chicken head thing that he lifted up. There was all this random stuff there, but I guess that was backstage of the theater.
Oh, okay.
So I think you could just kind of have stuff like that around. It's kind of like whenever they show, like a movie studio in the movies, there's always like cowboys and Roman soldiers walking by. Uh-huh. And they're pushing big, like, sets and backdrops and stuff.
It's like Saturday Night Live. They always have, like, Abraham Lincoln and a llama.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And showgirls.
I liked the aerial shots of the larva crawling across the ground. And the extreme close-ups of the buildings getting destroyed and the telephone poles. I thought that was cool. And I think part of what was cool about it was because you're not normally that low to the ground of the monster, because the monster's up high where, like, the buildings are and stuff. So I thought it was kind of like it kind of had a more almost like intimate, like you were right in there with the larva.
Uh-huh.
Tokyo Tower breaks again.
Yeah.
This time the Mothra tries to climb on it and then breaks it.
Yeah.
Oh, so it was like, was he attracted to that because it was a communication thing? Like, was it was from, like, stuff coming, I was thinking, is that what drew him to it, it seemed like?
What kind of sound waves or radio waves?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. They don't really say, do they? I don't remember them saying anything. But I guess it would make sense. I could see that being something that was in, like, a Japanese version, but not the American version.
So they shoot Mothra, and then there's a part where they go, oh, hold your fire, he might be injured. As if they suddenly had concern for it.
Yeah, they weren't trying to kill it. And they had more of those masers.
They had what they referred to as an atomic heat gun.
But it did, like, the same thing, right? With the
basically the
squiggly lines.
Yeah, exactly.
I wonder what that is.
The spun silk that knocks the helicopter down.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Mm-hmm. The whole silk thing is a weird defense mechanism. I mean, I guess it works, but, like, if I got shot with that stuff, I'd be like, oh, let's get this off.
Well, I think, yeah, it's more quantity than quality that makes that effective.
It's the motion in the ocean.
I have a quote that says, the monster is spinning a cocoon. Yes, a cocoon. Oh, I think that was maybe someone says it on the phone.
Uh-huh.
And he doesn't even give the guy time on the other end to be
say,
like,
a cocoon? A cocoon?
And Nelson can sneak on the plane just by wearing sunglasses.
I freaking love Nelson.
Yeah.
He's such a bastard. There's right before he dies, he, like, steals this old man's cane for, like, no reason. Like, this is the last thing he'll be known for, is stealing an old man's cane. I don't know if he was trying to hit someone with it.
I liked when they lit the cocoon on fire.
Yeah, I like when they... I like anytime they light stuff on fire.
Yeah.
like in Godzilla movies, because it's like... you can tell they're going for it.
Yeah. Yeah, that reminds me of the thing that way where Criolla was putting out these things where it's like... Basically, it was whatever your favorite color was. So it's like the main five Crayola colors or whatever are. And so, but there, it's like essentially like you'd buy like orange and orange, you'd get the orange like colored pencil, the crayon, the marker, you like everything orange.
Uh-huh.
It was like each set was dedicated to the individual color. And on the back, there was a thing where like kids, they had like kids quotes as to why they liked a certain color. And the best is the orange was like this kid going like, orange is the color of fire. And then I was like, wow. Oh, hey, we all know that. But keep that part to yourself.
It's going to get admitted.
They laugh at the fact that Mothra's dead.
Yeah.
He's like, Mothra's red. Ha! They love it.
It reminded me of Gamera when they got Gamera on his back.
Yeah.
And they started laughing at him.
Yeah, and they say the cocoon is reduced to embers, but it doesn't look like it's that reduced to embers at all.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And then they mock the twins.
Yeah.
They go, as a scene, go on, but Mother can't hear you, and the reason Mother can't hear you is that Mothra's dead.
It's really sadistic. Maybe this is why people like
so
Mothra.
On the nose too. It's just they're forced. They have to rub it in. Okay, so Mothra hatches.
Okay.
And the Mamoptha comes out. It's really cute, actually. I mean, I got him. I was like, because like his hair is a little messy.
Uh-huh.
Or her hair.
Yeah. Did we ever look up like a picture of a moth that would be based off of like what Mothra looks like?
Oh, as to... Oh,
like, is there any moth that looks like Mothra? I'm looking up Mothra moth in real life.
That's what you wrote?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. There's a couple, I guess, with the fuzzy heads and the antenna.
Well, they definitely are, yeah, they're definitely moths that got like fuzz.
Oh, there's one in here that's really, it's almost the same color scheme. But yeah, the design, I really like the design of Mothra, the full-blown moth one.
Oh, it says, the Mothra, though identified as a kind of moth, the character's design is more evocative of a peacock butterfly.
Oh.
And has caddisfly-like mandibles rather than a proboscis.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, peacock
I noticed butterfly. That. No, I didn't at all. Oh yeah, I'm looking at a peacock butterfly. It definitely looks like that. It's got like orange. Oh yeah.
The circles.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, totally.
Yeah. Interesting.
Oh, so I guess a peacock butterfly just has like the long like trunk thing that science. The proper scientific proboscis. Yeah. It's just that's just the trunk that butterflies have.
Yeah. I like the design a lot. I like the orange and yellows with the blue eyes, the big blue eyes.
Cool. I get it. It's a cool color scheme.
Yeah.
Mainly, it's but like...
As far as doing stuff.
Yeah. So, Mothra, the Mothra's number one weapon is flapping.
Yeah.
Now, if Mothra can flap so hard that it blows cars into the air, basically.
Mm-hmm.
But people can walk away from it. As long as they walk carefully and they duck down, none of them ever get blown away.
Maybe they all took mime training.
There's a great, you know, when all the people are screaming Mothra and running away,
mm-hmm.
is the old guy. There's like this like inside like this like an apartment or something like, and someone's like, "Hurry, come on, Dad, come on!" And then just the guy goes, "Ah!" You know, just making old guy noises. Oh. There's a shot of them on a real freeway where they're driving.
Okay.
And it says Harbor Freeway 6. Like I froze it to take a look, and it says Harbor Freeway 6 on the overhead.
Okay.
And that is the 110 freeway.
Here in Southern California?
Yeah.
So did they shoot it here?
At least they shot that part here.
That's weird. I don't think this was an American co-production.
No, but that is definitely the 110 freeway. And then when I looked that up, it turns out the Harbor Freeway 6 is what that part of the freeway was called before it became the 110.
I wonder if it's stock. It's just stock footage they had.
Oh, that they just ran through. Oh, that's possible.
That's really
was it
weird.
Green screen? Yeah, I think it was. Yeah, they probably just got. Yeah, that's a good point. Hmm. Yeah, it'd be a lot to just, unless they shot the whole thing in the States, it'd be a lot of work to go there just to shoot that one bit.
The last note I have is sayonara with a question mark.
Really? Hold on. I don't know, what, is that how it ends?
I think they say sayonara, and I don't know, because in Gamera, I think it said sayonara, Gamera, like on the screen.
Okay.
But in this movie, the fairies tell everyone sayonara, which is, I think, is kind of weird. If you're dubbing it in English to say sayonara, why wouldn't you just say goodbye? Why would you use the Japanese word in the English dub? I'm not fine with it. I just thought it was weird.
Mm. There was a weird bounce in the camera when Mothra's on the runway. Did you see that?
No, someone kick it.
It seemed like it was like, yeah, but it just like, just no one's going to, at this point, no one really notices that.
The flapping was too powerful.
It was like this kind of bounce where it's like, it moved the background Mothra that was basically green screened in, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
The other big laugh in the movie is that he forgot to take any pictures. Or, no, he forgot to do his reporting and she forgot to take any pictures.
Yeah.
Like, he couldn't just start writing a report right now.
Because the events were really forgetful, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, who would have...
There's this thing where like the stone lifts up and reveals more writing, but we don't know what the writing says.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, well, I don't know what that's going to be about. Like, if that's supposed to be something.
Probably Mothra returning.
I also had a note where I said that there's a lot of asking back statements in it. You know, lines like that. But this sign here, this sign, you know, there's a lot of like, just, oh, just yeah. like have some guy repeat back what the guy just said, almost like they needed to pad it. I have a note that, I don't know, this movie was shot in what they called Toho scope.
Yeah.
That they kind of created their own cinema scope.
Yeah.
For the purpose of these movies.
Is this the first one?
In Toho scope?
Yeah. I think as far as the ones we've watched.
Oh, yeah, probably.
I think it's the earliest we've seen so far.
Yeah, because Rodin, I don't think, was in Toho scope.
No.
Yeah, so Toho scope is just widescreen, right? That's just what the...
Yeah, I always thought of it as just they took CinemaScope and then called it their version. I don't know if there's any difference.
When I looked it up on IMDb, there were some really cool credits that I liked as well. I didn't realize this is at the end of my notes. Katsumi Tezuka played the neck of the Mothra larva.
I did read that.
Haruo Nakajima played the head of Mothra larva, of course. Who wouldn't?
It's got two guys. It's got two guys operating the larva suit.
And animatronic puppet plays Mothra, uncredited. I like that one. That's all I got.
I like the movie.
Yeah.
I like the movie, but it's got Highlanders
and
again.
I felt like I hadn't seen it that long ago. I guess I was more involved in watching it this time that it was better than I remembered it. You just have to give in to the ridiculousness parts.
Yeah, it's more mystical than anything.
Yeah.
It's not really atomic-based. I do like when characters are trekking through a jungle with monsters on it, but the native stuff, man, they can't.
Yeah, the monster plants
keep from doing it.
The vampire plant.
Yeah,
that was pretty cool.
Yeah, but it's like, come on,
natives. Yeah, if you're gonna do it without having people,
or just people with normal skin color.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. If any of the newer ones we've seen had natives that were more tastefully done. Yeah. I haven't been much natives in the later ones that I can recall.
Yeah. I know like people kind of gave flack to Peter Jackson for his King Kong, something about the natives in that. And then,
oh yeah.
I know there's natives in that movie we already saw, Kong Skull Island.
Right.
But I forget. I can't remember what they look like. Now I think about it.
Well, yeah. If you want to remember what they look like,
I'll go back and listen to our episode.
Refer back to our old episode from March.
March.
I'm also nervous about the 70s King Kong. And how we're gonna feel about those natives?
The one with Jeff Bridges?
Yeah, because the one that was dressed as Kong, is such a rad costume. The head on that costume is amazing. The teeth is like the Kong mask.
Yeah, but you'd have to look at it again to make sure
if you were to dress like that. I know. I remember it being really cool.
Well, there's a costume that's coming up. You sent me a picture of it, and it might be the best of both worlds as far as like we were trying to figure out cosplay for the invaders from Planet X from Astro Monster, and then but you sent me a picture of the aliens from Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla,
right?
Which may be the perfect in between.
Yeah,
we're gonna have to get to that one sometime soon, but. I've only seen the 1970s King Kong once.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it was fairly recent. It was like a few years ago.
Oh.
And I mean, maybe I had seen it when I was a kid, but I don't remember having any kind of uneasiness towards the natives. Maybe they figured it out by then, but we'll find out.
Oh, you mean when you saw it recently?
Yeah.
All
right. I would have been old enough to know better. But
yeah, but I also like sit and I go, what? Like when I sit, when you sit, like when gorilla movies are kind of like start getting foggy in your memory, like in my head, I see that guy with that mask. But then I also see what I'm pretty sure is this, basically those scarecrows from Planet of the Apes.
Okay.
The ones that are just those like things like an X.
In the Forbidden Zone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I imagine those being in King Kong, but I think I'm just confusingly Planet of the Apes. We'll see.
Yeah. I enjoyed the movie. I thought it was good. I thought it was fun. It made me excited to watch Godzilla versus Mothra.
Oh yeah,
we'll have to hit that pretty soon too, because I think that'll be fun. I have a feeling there's going to be natives in it.
There isn't a single Mothra that doesn't have natives in it, right? Wait,
we watched one.
Were there natives in that one?
In the GMK?
Yeah,
I don't think there were, because remember they showed like there was like two girls that looked similar at a shopping mall, and that was like the closest thing you got to like Mothra.
Oh,
twins.
So I guess it's just. That I don't. So what brought Mothra? Just that he now loves people?
I think just wanted to join in on the fight. I don't think there's any motivation for Mothra.
He just has that big of a grudge against Godzilla.
Yeah, and she's kind of the protector of Earth, I guess.
Yeah, right. Okay. All right, fine.
Yeah, we'll see as we go on. You kind of hope that there's a one where there's natives, but they're like...
Tastefully
done.
Don't hold your breath.
Yeah, I'm not gonna.
I'm like, ooh, boy.
All right, do you have anything
else?
That
would be great, but no.
Yeah.
No, that's all I got.
All right, cool. In 2 weeks, we're going to be discussing Godzilla versus Megaguirus, and I'm excited about that one. If you guys want to check us out, go to kaijupod.com. That'll give you links to iTunes, Instagram, and Twitter and Facebook. And it has all of our previous episodes, including Kong Skull Island, which we've already covered months ago.
So stupid. This is like, it feels like we have an inside joke just for us.
I think people may have figured it out.
It's like, we're lying.
Well, I did something. I don't know if anyone notices this, but in the show description... At the very end of the show description,
when it was recorded,
there's a date when it was recorded.
Okay.
And I kind of did that for our purposes, kind of just like, oh, when did we record that? Oh, you know.
Oh, yeah, good times. Good times.
Yeah. So, in case we mention something where, like, say we're talking about the 1998 Godzilla movie and we're just like bashing on Matthew Broderick.
Mm-hmm.
But he had like passed away already.
Oh,
like that kind of thing? Like that kind of thing.
Oh, that got dark.
Yeah, I know, okay. But you know what I mean. Like,
I hear. Yeah, sure.
He'll be fine.
Yeah,
we're not going to cover that movie. Of course we are. Right?
Yeah.
Are
who, we knows? Cover that? Who knows? Who knows? Where? What's going on? What kind of America we live in?
The shows are going to go up just automatically. We'll be long gone. Only the cockroaches will be able to subscribe.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, we're probably already dead. What is this, June? I think it's June or July right now.
Creepy.
Oh man. All right. Until next time, I'm going to ride off in my little gold carriage.
That's good.
You can join me. There's room for two.
There is. I'm just going to... sneak away in my chicken pinata.
check my audio. It's working. It looks like yours is working too.
So for this one, do we do a different opening screen on? Do we do the beow, that the mothra sound?
I'm trying to whatever kind of new monster is in the movie
becomes a theme song.
Is the it plays at the opening. Okay. So there's some where we don't have like a cold open. There's some where we do have a cold open, but. So, like in Rodan, there's the Rodan yell.
Okay, cool.
And then, like, we've already done, like, I think we did.
Of course, I know that. I know that already because I've been listening to them.
But I don't know if we've done a Mothra one yet. But, I mean, we'll get new ones as we go.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I wonder what kind of noise.
And we'll get some duplicates, but. I think having it in there is good. There might be some without it.
Okay. I feel like we overdid it a little bit in the last one.
Which
was a long episode.
Oh, the Gamera episode?
Yeah.
We didn't really set out to do like a format, so.
Yeah.
Kind of like bonus.
I
mean,
I guess in a way we were covering two movies because there's so much difference between the two versions.
Yeah.
But,
I'm fine with it.
Okay. Do we start?
I think we already heard a Mothra yell. So, welcome to the Kaiju Podcast. I'm Ralph.
I'm Jorge.
And today we are talking about the original Mothra film.